Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Hello?
We're turning on.
Golf. I think there are some people that are going to look at this and scoff.
Yeah. I'm a man. I'm 40.
No. Strong. No.
God dang, what do you think?
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with
I'm not trying to make fun of that commercial, but it's just the damnedest thing.
My eyes are very important to me too, Henry.
I just want to start doing other commercials. I'm Jason Sakanik. My hands are very important to me. I'm Jason Sakanik. My feet are awful important. What?
You're just talking about essentially the necessities of life and how much you enjoy them.
And my elbows. I'm telling you, without them, be a real...
I couldn't bend my arms.
I'm Jason Sakanik. My penis is very, very important to me. It serves many functions in my life. My grandfather loved his penis as well. You know, isn't it Winkler's father-in-law?
I'm Henry Winkler. Right? My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly.
He always
lit up a room.
He didn't like him.
How great would it be to be like...
He always lit up a room.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went. I loved him dearly and his penis. You know, that's... It's just such a weird commercial, but an important disease to know about. So don't go blind, people. It's great. And by the way, Vancouver 4 text line, that Gus
Cordova.
Cordova. I guess he almost killed a teammate. I looked it up. He had a teammate in high school that had a severe peanut allergy and told people that, like, he could die. And Gus and another teammate rubbed him all over the kid's uniform and put him in his cleats and then filmed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like, and then the kid had to transfer because, like, everyone was making fun of him for snitching. Yeah, he snitched because they tried to kill him. Of course, he's just saying it was a prank gone wrong. Hilarious. Hey, I have a peanut allergy that could kill me. I got an idea. Let's rub a bunch of peanuts all over you.
So Bruce Springsteen is a part. Well, he is actively involved in this project, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a new movie. There's a film that's coming out, and it's going to be about the making of Nebraska.
Yeah.
And it's called Deliver Me From Nowhere, and it will be filmed this fall in New Jersey. Now, the boss, did you say that on the air, the Tilda Swinton thing?
Ooh, I don't know if I said. I don't know. It was right either before we hit break or after.
Buckley has thrown me into a tizzy here.
Yeah, you don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with this, but I teased by saying, you know, hey, we'll come back and we'll find out who is the front runner to play Bruce Springsteen in this film. And so I think it was off the air. He said, is it Tilda Swinton? I'm like, what? That doesn't even make any sense. So I Googled Tilda Swinton and Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
A recent photo of him and a recent photo of her look awfully alike.
It's one photo of him, to be fair, but it's just...
Yep. I mean...
It's shocking.
If someone were to play Bruce Springsteen, it's her. And by the way, my theory on Asian rock stars becoming middle-aged lesbians, I'm telling you, it's undefeated. Because she is a lesbian, and apparently Bruce Springsteen is turning into her.
But he doesn't really look like her. It's just,
he doesn't?
No, I don't think he does. I think it's that one photo. It just happens to be... Because he looks really skinny, and you know, he was just sick,
mm-hmm.
and he just came back. So
he's showing a lot of cleavage too. Yeah, and it does look like he's got a little something going on there.
And it's just the way his face and hair look in that photo. Like if you look at current,
one might say middle-aged lesbian.
Well, for sure in the photo, but if you look at current photos of him, that's not really what he looks like. He's very manly still, sort of.
This is how it starts. You don't just become a middle-aged lesbian overnight.
I will say,
it's a work in progress.
He is looking really old. He also kind of looks like he's got a little Robert De Niro in him.
I can see that. I can see a little De Niro. Now the question becomes, is Robert De Niro starting to look like a middle-aged lesbian? Because Al Pacino is.
I saw an interview with De Niro the other day, and he does not look like a middle-aged lesbian. He just looks like an old grandpa. Mm.
Did you see him with his kid?
No.
I did.
De Niro?
There's a photo. De Niro's like 80-something. There's a photo of him and his family, or his new family, his wife. He's got like a young Asian wife, and then like their kid. Oh, my God. He's going to be dead before that kid's out of diapers.
I see it here.
It is the damnedest thing.
Well, it's just he looks like grandpa.
Yeah. And who else? Someone else did that too. Pacino? Did they both do it? Yeah.
And did you see Pacino at the Oscars? Like he came out to deliver the best Oscar, and he totally butchered it. And he had no idea where he's at. He's just shuffling around. He is becoming a middle-aged lesbian, a confused one at that. It's a whole thing. And
what's his deal? Is he sick or something?
He's just old.
He's older than De Niro, isn't he?
I think he's older. Yeah, he's 83.
How old's Bob?
I think he's 80. But
he's 80.
Both of them have like little kids, like babies.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember talking about that here on the broadcast.
Is that even fair to the kid? Like you grow up and you're like, where's your dad? And they're like, I don't know.
Maybe his other kids can be his dad. You know?
Billy Joel's got a couple of like kids that are like 6 and 8.
And you get a bunch of money and stuff. You know, it's a good life. Come on, that's a good life.
How much money would you have to trade for a fatherless childhood?
Well,
you know,
that's not fair.
Well,
I have a great father.
Well, I'm asking. Put a number on it, Rob. Because
that's
what
fair.
You. Well,
I can't do that.
You're the one that's...
because I know my father. Now, if you said a baby of an 80 something year old movie star, mm-hmm. I'd be inclined to take the dough. You're probably not going to do much fathering anyway.
Well. I often see this where they say that, like, love is the most important thing in the world. And then
it isn't.
That's kind of my thing. Because we all see it where, like, God, this is going to sound so insensitive, but I think about it all the time. Because they're so unconvincing in the press conference. Like, a family member dies because of, like, some sort of, like, a Walmart truck runs them over or, like, an Amazon plane, like... It hits him on a runway. There's some sort of big corporation involved, and then there's like the lawsuit, and then they drop the lawsuit for like a $70 million settlement, and then like they go in the press conference, and it's like, you know, my Uncle Jean was the most important thing in the world for me, and nothing will bring her back. But this $70 million settlement is going to go a long way. It's going to go a long way. And I would love to know to that family, how much was Uncle Gene worth, or Sister Gene, or whatever relative? 70 million? 80 million? I think there's a number there for a lot of people that they're not willing to talk about. But at the end of the day, they're like, yeah, that sure was sad when Grandpa went. But $70 million, and how long was Grandpa living anyways? I think there's a sliding scale for a lot of people on what family member they would be willing to give up for a certain amount of money.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You got an aunt you're willing to cut loose, Rob?
Not many people left in my fam. Mm. There's a lot of the deads.
Is that up the price, or does that lower the price? You're like, well, I've lost him anyways. And does age have something to do with it too? You don't want to cut someone down in the prime of their life, but you know, you gotta.
Yeah,
I think
the number goes up the younger they are, right?
Yeah, I would assume, right? But according to you, you're like, eh, I'll make that trade off. An aging Robert De Niro. And that kid's going to walk away with $100 million?
Exactly. And by the way, his wife, you said, is some young lady or something. She'll find another dude. And the kid will probably have a better dad than his dad. And get a bunch of money.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
So, taking one for the team. Thanks, Uncle Gene. Another person in, $20 million. I think $20 million, honestly, I think that gets
for what?
It for people cutting.
So you're going to off your dad for $20
million? I think a lot of people are offing a parent for $20 million. You don't have to do it personally. You're just like, look, something's going to happen, but you're getting $20 million. I think people are like behind the scenes, if they're being honest, they're like, yeah, that's
okay.
Sounds about right.
I'll flip the question on you then.
Yeah.
You have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
They each get $20 million.
I'm gone tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, good for you.
You can take me. I've had a good run. Do I get at least one good, like, I get a day where I get to just...
I'll give you a day,
sure.
Give
me a day.
Yeah, you can have a day.
Give me a day.
What are you going to do?
Everything. By the way, I'm not getting to the end of that day. I'm going out on my own terms. $20 million for my kids, generational wealth.
Each.
Yeah, so none of their kids, no
you
one
die
has
die tomorrow.
No one has to worry about anything. I'll take that for the team. I'll take that. And here's the thing. My kids would be like, no, Dad, we love you. But deep down, they'd be like,
oh, this is great.
Thanks, Dad. They'd be sad.
Yeah.
They'd be sad.
This money's way better than you.
But at the end of the day, I think they'd be like, thanks. I think they would appreciate the sacrifice.
They should.
Yeah. Those ungrateful sons of bitches.
With that money, it better get you a damn cool tombstone.
You give me like a cool, like,
bury in one of those cool stone
give
houses.
Give you a mausoleum?
Yeah, a mausoleum.
Yeah, mausoleum. That's what they're called.
Once a year on my birthday, you know, throw a big party and I don't know.
But leave me alone. Don't come visit me.
Name a boat after me or something. You know, something cool. Maybe a grandkid, you know, the first grandkid. Name him after me. It's all right.
All right, so do you know who the front runner is to play the Spruce Bruce Springsteen? In this film?
I thought it was Tilda Swinton, but apparently not.
It is not Tilda Swinton.
Who's the Dune kid? Timothy...
Chalamet?
Yeah, he's playing Bob Dylan.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw
He looks like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I saw some photos of him on set, and he looks... They're filming that right now. I saw that today. He looks pretty good.
I'm going to take a shot and say the kid from The Bear, Jeremy Allen White.
That's correct.
Is that right?
That is right.
Oh!
Yeah.
You nailed it, sir. Jeremy Allen White.
I can see it.
Well, he looks like him, yeah.
See,
yeah.
I always think he looks like a young Willy Wonka.
People have said the Gene Wilder thing for sure.
Like, if Willy Wonka got on roids and smoked a lot of cigarettes, there would be a, you know, there's a real resemblance there.
So he's in The Bear. He was in Shameless. He played Lip.
Yeah, he's great.
In Shameless. He is great.
I like that. The Bear is a great show. Are they bringing
that Carmy in The Bear. Yeah, I think they just finished shooting season 3, I read. Or they started shooting it.
Well, I think they said that they were going to try to have them shoot season 3 and 4 at the same time because they're in Chicago shooting right now, I think. So.
But the Springsteen one's not going to. It's going to be.
They don't
about
shoot till the fall.
It's going to be about the making of Nebraska.
Yeah.
So we don't get peak.
No.
I don't get peak like Born in the USA, Bruce.
Yeah, not in love with that either because Nebraska to me, you know, it's just not. It's not one of. I don't know. I know it's early Bruce, but it's not the best Bruce.
Well,
to me,
when I think of. When I think of, and maybe this is just my age, right? But when I think of Bruce, like peak Bruce is red headband, sleeveless jean jacket, leather,
exactly.
You know, it's, that. I mean, that's Bruce. If you're going to make a movie, you make that movie, right?
Well, not this one.
Hmm.
This one's only about Nebraska.
Yeah, and I don't mind Nebraska.
Which came out in 1982.
Yeah, it's a fine album, but it's, you know. Really? Like, Atlantic City, that's...
I can't name one song off that album.
No? But that's got... It's got Nebraska, Atlantic City...
Well, I knew Nebraska was on it, but I just mean, like, there's no hit.
No, it's a... It's,
Nebraska wasn't a hit.
It's more of a deep album cut. I don't know if any of those are, like, when you think of Bruce's, like... for instance, I'll look it up. Because he put out his greatest hits, right? Which, by the way, is a really good greatest hits album, if you're looking for one of those. And I don't know if on that greatest hits album, I don't know what's on there from Nebraska. Atlantic City's on there. So Atlantic City's on there, and that's it. Yeah, I just don't think it's... it just seems like an odd one to pick, unless you're just talking about kind of the evolution of Bruce. Maybe it was an interesting time in his life, and so you go with that.
Are we all in agreement that Born to Run is his best album?
Yeah, you're probably not going to get many arguments from there.
Come on, that's best Bruce, right?
I would think so. And you may get some people that are going to say Born in the USA, which was the biggest album.
Yeah, I don't think that's his best, though.
But, yeah, you're probably not going to... You're not going to get any real arguments there. Rolling Stone, according to Rolling Stone, which we often say is the...
they know what they're talking about.
They know what they're talking about, right?
What do they have?
You know, can I say about Rolling Stone, whenever you go there, the freaking pop-up ads, you sons of bitches. Drives me freaking crazy. They are going... Yeah, Born to Run.
Where is Born in the USA, though?
They went Born in the USA number 4.
What's 2?
Number 2, sorry, they went with Darkness on the Edge of Town and then The River.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then The River, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, come on. No one's going to argue with Born to Run.
All right. I've got more TV news.
Also, Tunnel of Love, sneaky good Bruce Springsteen album.
Tunnel of Love. What was on that?
Tunnel of Love has like Tougher Than the Rest is probably my favorite off of that, and it's a little further on. When did Tunnel of Love come out? I'm gonna pull this up. Where did that come up? Bloop, bloop, bloop. I want to see it because I bet you that is way older than I think it is.
Is it from the 90s?
Because I'm that old.
It's probably not from the 90s.
It always bothers me when... God bless America. Yeah, it's what? 1987.
Oh.
Boy, I thought that was... I would have thought that was like mid-90s. Gee. Tougher Than the Rest, Brilliant Disguise. One step up.
All right, coming up next, I have more TV news. We take a break. It is 6:21 on The Fan.
I'm Jason Sakanik. My penis is very, very important to me.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I have a quick question on something that was stated earlier. We were talking about P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Now, Buckley asked, do we ever hear from P. Diddy again? Mm-hmm. Because the thought is that he has already fled the country.
At least his plane has, but...
does it count if his lawyers speak?
No.
No, I mean, like, do we see a video of him? Do we see him get in front of a microphone anywhere, like,
I
for real?
Say, does he put his feet on U.S. soil?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm still good, because I don't think we'll hear from him. But his lawyers have put out a statement.
Mm.
Oh.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Please.
Okay, this is the statement from Aaron Dyer, who is P. Diddy's attorney. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. This unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced, coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. There has been no findings of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name.
So, according to them, he's A-OK. We'll see.
So that doesn't count that P. Diddy is out?
No. No. Again, we'll see what's up. I do find it interesting that any time someone's house is raided, then it's some sort of gross overreach.
Witch hunt. We like to use that one now, too.
Yeah.
Witch hunt.
Yeah. Last time I checked...
No basis to it whatsoever.
When the FBI shows up at your door, that's usually not a good thing. But anytime it happens now, this is ridiculous. Had they just shown up, we would have given them everything. Do they not understand that that's what a search warrant is, so that they can search for things before you have a chance to destroy them?
I did see the photos of the ransacked home of one Sean Combs.
Yeah. Nice place, I'm sure.
You know.
Oh, poo-pooing Diddy's spot.
No, really? I mean, it's not.
You're giving it two thumbs, man?
I mean, it's fine.
Really? You're going meh?
Well, have you seen the photos?
I mean, I guess not really.
You either have or you haven't.
I mean, I saw them raiding, but I guess I didn't pay much.
There are photos of the remnants of them having raided his home. So they, you know, they go through drawers and traps everywhere.
I just saw the outside, like when they were like getting ready to come in, I saw the boys being led away.
Yeah, 3 hours ago, TMZ posted inside photos of the home.
Inside photos. I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like, and that was probably the Miami home. It looks like he bought that 20 years ago and hasn't changed a thing.
Hmm.
And that's it. It's nice. It's nice.
I mean,
it's not like Drake's house. Have you seen Drake's house?
Drake's house is ridiculous.
Dude, it is pimp.
Yeah.
So I would have thought maybe Combs, you know.
So you thought it should be a little bit nicer, huh? Yeah, like, you don't like, I'm seeing here, the mini fridge.
Yeah, it's like,
it's
pretty basic.
I don't feel like they trashed it. I feel like the house was in a little disrepair. Although some of that stuff is, you know, it's been gone through a little bit.
I like to look at what's on people's nightstands.
Yeah?
They have a picture of his nightstand in there.
What's the most interesting thing on your nightstand?
Interesting?
Yeah.
Well, there's probably nothing.
Nothing?
Interesting. I keep my nightstand nice and tidy. Now, my wife's is a mess.
I can see that. Well, I think that's a lot of households.
But I've got Kleenex, and what's the other thing on there? Oh, one of those little, you know those little, fragrance things with sticks that come out of them?
Yeah.
The wood.
Yeah. Little oil diffuser things.
Yeah. Oil diffuser. That's right.
Yeah.
What scent are you rocking in there?
That's the, it's called,
His house is really white.
It's called, I forget, but it's from the wind. It's a really good smell. And then there's a lamp.
I love lamp.
And in the drawer, Jace.
Mm-hmm.
Gummies.
Yeah. You like the sleep gummies?
I do.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen these inside photos. It's very disorganized.
Well, they ransacked it.
I know, but
they're looking for stuff.
But even before the ransacking, like the way he's keeping his shoes and stuff, it's...
Well, how do you know that wasn't... I don't know. It might have been all put together. I don't think you can tell who did what.
Some of these doors are kicked down.
Yeah,
knocked a couple things off the hinges. And
I don't think they mess around when they go in there.
Couple safes.
No, this wasn't a knock and would you let us in. This is a we're taking this place by force.
They got a couple safes cracked open. I see some Grammys.
Oh.
Yeah, there's three Grammys and You know. The outside of the home looks way better. When you look at the outside of the house, like
I haven't
the photo,
seen it. Is this the Miami home?
The Miami home. It can be a little tacky, but it looks pretty nice. Now the Los Angeles home, that's beautiful. It's got a lot of homes. That one in LA looks like an Oprah type pad. That thing's enormous.
In one other television note, I wanted to point out to you guys that season 2 of House of the Dragon.
Dude, that show sucks.
Is headed to Max.
Yeah, I never even watched season 1 of it.
You don't need to.
On June 16th.
You want to talk about something riding the coattails? If that hadn't had Game of Thrones on it, I would have stopped watching that thing after 2 episodes.
Well, that's just the thing, is I really enjoyed Game of Thrones. When it ended, it was time for it to end. Like I just never felt like I need a bunch of new seasons of that genre right now.
And then they halfway through this season, they aged a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And got new characters, but some of them, like, the girl aged like 30 years.
I did hear that frustrated a lot of people, the jumping around between timelines and the aging and, well,
like,
and
she
lack
aged,
of.
But the two boys, they aged like 3 years and she aged like 20.
There were inconsistencies, I heard.
What are we doing? I thought that I was forced to watch it because my gal was invested in it. And once we watched something together, then I'm like, oh my God. But that show, that's just riding coattails.
So if you'd like to watch season 2 of The House of Dragon, it is on Max June 16th. The Targaryens are back.
And by the way, Deal does point out something. When they raided Trump's house, remember he had all those top secret documents in the bathroom? The rich don't always have their S together. And that's kind of what I'm saying. I think we assume that the rich's house is going to be all put together and tidy, and I don't think so. I think there's a lot of rich people that are slobs just like everyone else.
I also feel like when you're running criminal enterprises, like, a lot of stuff is either kind of underground or hush-hush or put away. So having, like, a careful, organized system for it all probably isn't something that gets done a lot.
So yeah, like, they always do that. I love the – I'm with you on the whole looking at houses things. Like, I love the show Cribs, but I hate it because it's all staged. I want to see surprise celebrity Cribs. If they
that would
were,
be fun.
You wanted the show that I think would be the best show on TV is you don't get to tell them when you're coming. They just show up like on a random Wednesday, whether you're there or not. And it's like, hey, we're looking at Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion with, like, they just show up and knock on the door. And it's like, hey, we're in. And then we go through and look. That would be a great show.
Who was it? One of the original Cribs episodes, the star singer was drunk when they showed up to do the tour. It was like Mariah Carey or something like that. I'll figure this out, but it was pretty good and pretty obvious that she was not ready for that.
See, the best one that I remember was they did one for Redman from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Sure.
Yeah! That's Lil Jon.
Oh.
And I don't know if he was doing bits or not, but it was just like it wasn't a super nice house. He had a dude passed out on the floor in his sleeping bag. Some dude was just like living in his, like, crashing, who was clearly just hammered. And he's like, oh, don't worry about that. That's Steve. And, like, the doorbell didn't work. Like, there was a bunch of exposed wiring. It was like a flop house. And again, I don't know if he was doing bits or if that was where he crashed, but it was freaking awesome. He's had a shoebox full of cash.
Oh, man.
And not like neatly stacked cash, just crumpled dollars, like ones and fives. It was the best episode of Cribs ever. Because you could tell he was just like, oh, this is where I'm hanging out. Oh, don't mind that, guys. Some dude passed out on the floor.
All right, we have a leftover from yesterday. Who's the a-hole in this scenario? We'll get to that next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, this little bit here has gone viral. It is from a Reddit post. Have you ever seen the "Am I the A-hole" posts
no,
that people do on there?
I can't say that I have. It's like but you're putting out a situation there, and it's like, yeah. Hey, who's in the wrong?
Yeah, it could be a good bit for the show, really.
Sure.
Am I the A-hole? Yeah. You submit them on Twitter. We'll read them.
Absolutely.
Talk about them.
This happens in my life, I think, like once a week.
No kidding. You are the poster child for "Am I the A-hole?"
Yeah. I have a lot of that Larry David kind of, I don't know, sometimes I just need to learn to just keep my mouth shut.
So this post has gone viral with over 6,300 reactions, nearly 4,000 comments in a matter of hours on Sunday. A woman on Reddit asked other people for their help in solving a personal dilemma. She titled her post, "Am I the A-hole for rejecting the worst name ever for our offspring?"
Okay.
She says, "My husband is a 38-year-old male. I am a 36-year-old female. We are expecting our first child, a bouncing baby girl, due in a few months.
All right.
We were both over the moon when we found out the gender, but now things have gotten complicated, to say the least." She said that when we first started talking about names, the boy name was immediately decided, Stuart Jr., that is his name. He loved that. No problems there, she says. But for a girl, things got a little murky. She added, "My husband suggested Stuarta."
What?
Yes, just Stuart with an A on the end of it.
Stuarta?
I mean, I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know.
Sounds like a herpes medication. Take twice daily Stuarta to combat your genital herpes tomorrow. What? It's a terrible name.
It is, but she says, "I tried explaining that doesn't quite work, how it sounds more like a furniture brand than a human name. How she'd be endlessly correcting people and explaining its origin, but she said her husband is adamant, insisting that the name would honor him while giving our daughter a unique name."
By the way, what kind of douchebag do you have to be where you insist on honoring yourself?
I know. She said she's tried including feminine names that maybe share a similar sound or meaning to Stuart, names he's mentioned liking in the past, or even just going back to the drawing board entirely, but no luck. He is fixated, she wrote. The woman added, "I love my husband dearly, and I understand wanting to honor family, but I can't imagine subjecting our daughter to a lifetime of awkward stares and endless questions about her unusual name."
No, it's ridiculous.
She said as well, "I also worry about potential bullying and the impact it could have on her self-esteem." She asked others on the platform, "Am I the jerk for refusing to budge? Is there any compromise I haven't considered? Help a soon-to-be mama out."
First off, he's an ass. He needs to get over himself. And in every relationship, when you're naming anything, there's always veto power on both sides. It does no good to come up with something that one person hates.
Well, I've always kind of thought that Mama held most of the cards in that.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I mean, like, Mom gets final say.
She is pushing it out.
I mean, she's the...
But I would say either way, like, in what world, when you're having a baby with someone... And one person is adamant that they absolutely hate that name. Do you just insist on pushing it through, especially when it's something stupid because you, quote, need to honor yourself?
That's what he wants.
Well, then what you should do, if you're that much of an ass, and you are, is make it the middle name. Stuarta or whatever?
Stuarta.
Stuarta.
God, I can't so get over
ridiculous.
How
that is. That is pretty ridiculous.
We went through this, my wife and I went through not something that ridiculous, but through that a lot with naming our last kid, there are a bunch of names that both of us liked both times through, and the other one's like, that's just not going to work for me, and you just have to pass on it. That's how it goes.
What about, what if you wanted to name one of your kids Jasona? Jasona.
You should punch me right in the balls.
You could call her Jazzy.
Just, again, move Jazzona. It to the middle name, come up with a real first name, and then there you go. But I just, I got a real good idea of what this dude's about. Something tells me that he really is into WWE wrestling and likes high school sports an awful lot. And if
what?
You question...
What are you talking about? High school sports?
Yeah, this guy right
what
here.
What does that have to do with Stuarta?
That's Stuarta. Stu here, again, he's a big fan of The Rock.
You're thinking he might be one of these kind of guys?
Yeah. Oh, this is his favorite song. Hands down.
No. No.
Loves Boys of Fall.
No.
And when you question him about his high school, he's like, check the tape, man. Dude, I rocked. What are you talking about? Check the tape. That's that guy. No one else would be that obsessed with honoring yourself with a feet. Now, again, if it was a boy, oh, for God's sakes. I hate the Red Wings so much.
I do, too.
They are going to absolutely tank this.
God dang, what do you think?
Sorry, they just lost. And now are not in the playoffs. Yeah, if you had a boy, that's one thing. You know, you give on that. Like, my name's Stuart, make it Stuart. But come on.
All right, so he's the a-hole.
He's not just an a-hole.
Oh, he for sure is.
I'm not even saying it's an a-hole. It's just he's a douche. I'd rather be an a-hole than a douche. And he's just being a douche. And not just a regular douche either, a full-on, like, douche canoe mega douche.
Now, I can't remember. I'm going to have to get the story, but a friend of mine's mother, her first name is Kevin, and I think it's because it was a family name. And now she hasn't gone by Kevin her entire life, but it's like Kevin, and then it's like a female name after that. So her actual first name is Kevin.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
Here's somebody who says, I knew someone that had a family member seriously considering Waltriff. For a girl, mixture of Walter and Adolf?
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Why would you want that second name in there? Is that a family name?
Head coach?
Oh, my God. What?
Jeez. Waldriff?
Well,
Waldriff? Waldrolf? What is it?
Waltroff?
Waltroff?
Waltroff. That's what he says.
Man.
Walter and Adolf.
Not only is it a terrible combination, it sounds terrible, too. It really sounds does. Like you've got a mouthful of graham crackers. Yeah. Wolf.
Look, and I'm all for unique kid names, but criminy sakes, people. Some common sense play into this at all? Just a scooch? Which, again, goes to my platform of when you turn 18, your name should... Everyone, when you turn 18, you should have to legally file for a name change. And if you want to keep your name, you file it, and you're like, nope, that's my name. But when you turn 18, everyone gets an opportunity. Just be like, nope,
yeah?
One
why
time.
Why do you think that?
Because that way we don't end up with a Walt... What the hell was... I can't
Waltriff.
Even, Waltriff.
We then don't it's end up Thunderdome, with, dude.
Yeah, it is Thunderdome. When 18... It is unfair to saddle a kid with Stuarta and Waltriff or whatever the hell that
Stuarta.
Thing is. It's unfair. It's unfair. When you turn 18, if you love your name, cool. Then that you just file that. You're like, nope, no change necessary. But it's like that whole selective service thing. On your 18th birthday, the government sends you a thing, and it's like, hey, man, this is a get-out-of-jail-free card. No hassle, no nothing. We're going to issue you a Social Security card. Everything changes over. Pick your name.
Overall, I really like the idea, but do you have any idea how many dumb 18-year-old kids go out and on the first day they turn 18 get a tattoo they regret for the rest of their lives?
Sure. It's better than this.
Meta world peace, man.
It's better than letting two jackass parents come up with the worst name imaginable. What if your
kid... At least it's your choice.
Well,
you
name your kid Maze, right?
Maze, yeah.
Yeah, and I've got Iserman. So, I mean, look, we both have some sports thing or whatever. I named my kid Eisman. What if he grows up to think, like, what if he met Steve Eisman when he was 12 and Steve Eisman was the world's, he was Will Clark. He was just a giant asshat, you know, and now like, hey, thanks for that. Or, you know, turns out that Willie Mays is a Bill Cosby sort of guy.
Sure.
You know, the kid turns 18. Hey, no fuss. No, you go with your own.
Fair enough.
And then if you make a dumb decision, at least it's the kid's own.
At least
dumb
that's on you.
It's on you.
Well, I mean, you can change your name.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass. That's why it's streamlining it. How many people do it? We make it a
Ocho Cinco, baby.
We make it a seamless process.
Here's a guy who says, apologies to all the Stuarts out there, but Stuart is already a stupid name. Trying to make it a girl's name is absolutely absurd.
Well, look, it's not the best name out there.
Well, I think Stu is a cool name, but that can easily become Stoosh.
Yeah, but Stuart?
Yeah, Stuart's a little, it's kind of pretentious.
Well, it's a little bit like, okay, Stuart. It's got a Karen feel to it. It's like naming your kid Chad.
All right, we're back to wrap it up after this on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Through a thread about this Baltimore bridge collapse.
Yeah, the
somebody tagged us on Twitter with a guy who's been involved. It says he's been involved with ships for 30 years, and he's kind of breaking down the vid.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, from watching that video, they lost their main engines. Diesel generators started up, which would not give them propulsion, but would give them access to power to drop the anchors.
No, vice versa. It gave them propulsion, which is why it crashed into the bridge, but not the ability to drop anchors or steer.
Well, he said that the anchors is what turned the ship into the beam.
Oh, the anchors?
Yeah, so he's saying diesel.
That's different than what I read.
Diesel generators started up, which would not give them propulsion, but would give them the access to power. To drop the anchors, and so then they drop the anchors. And then a lot of people are saying, well, why the hell would they drop the anchors? But he said that's procedure.
Hmm.
That's the correct procedure.
And that led to...
You drop the anchor, and you just try to... And then that turned the ship into the...
Whoops.
Into the bridge. And boy, dude, this angle of the video...
Yeah.
I mean, there are cars that narrowly miss
going into the water. And they are zooming across the bridge, and you know that they were like, put the effing hammer down, let's go.
It's out of a Doomsday movie.
Yes.
Dude, it's wild.
I think it's kind of cool if you just got off the bridge. You're doing 130 across that thing. You're Bo and Luke, dude. You're like, yeehaw! And you look behind you, and the damn bridge is collapsing?
Crazy.
Holy crap.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 to Vegas Night.
Red ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
I'm Jason Sakanik. My penis is very, very important to me.
How far up your ass is your head?
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went.
Hey, what's up? It's Rob.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.